Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. Thank you for joining us as we celebrate and give thanks for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ today. The message of Easter never gets old. The tomb was empty. Jesus has broken the bonds of death and sin, and we have been justified and sanctified by the cross and the resurrection. All four Gospels tell of the events of the first Easter morning. I'm sure if I asked every one of you, you could retell those events in your own words. Sometimes, however, Familiarity leads to zoning out when the gospel is read in church. I would be surprised that if no one here was thinking about what they need to do for this afternoon while I was reading John's gospel. There are many ways to listen to the Bible passage that can help us to stay focused on it and keep it connected to our lives. As you're listening, ask yourself, with which person in this story do I identify? Not only does that keep you focused on what happens, it also provides food for thought for days later. The characters in today's gospel reading are Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, the other disciple, the one who Jesus loved, commonly believed to be John, son of Zebedee, two angels, and the resurrected Jesus. Of the non-divine humans, whose experience resonates with you? They are each unique. First, we have Mary Magdalene. She's gotten a bad rap. For some reason, she was declared to be a prostitute in the Middle Ages. There is nothing in the Bible to support that claim. She was a devoted disciple of Jesus. He had healed her, and he was the center of her world. The crucifixion of Jesus had left her completely heartbroken. She's in shock and appears to be traumatized. Let's not forget that she stayed and witnessed Jesus' crucifixion. Lost, not knowing where else to go, while it's still dark, she goes to the tomb. She sees that the stone has been rolled away and immediately runs to tell Simon Peter. She says, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." She is focused on the very real problem of where is Jesus? We will come back to Mary. Now, we should not be surprised by what Peter does when he hears the news of the open tomb. He is the poster child of impulsiveness and always has been. Remember him walking on the Sea of Galilee. He takes off running to see for himself. And so does John, the beloved disciple. I'm guessing they were both running as fast as they could, and the much younger John reached the tomb first. But he does not go in, and one can wonder why. Is he afraid? Is he showing respect to Peter, who is the more senior? I don't know. It is Peter who goes boldly into the tomb and finds that, yes, indeed, it is empty. Peter sees the tidy, empty tomb, but it is John who comes in and sees the rolled up linen wrappings and believes. The gospel doesn't say what Peter feels about the missing Jesus. And then Peter and John return to their homes, which has always seemed somewhat anticlimactic to me. Yep, he's gone, let's go home. When confronted with the inexplicable fact of the resurrection, are you like Peter, who needs to see for himself? Are you like John, who instantly believes? Perhaps there are times when we are like both. However, my guess is that most of us, some of the time, are like Mary. Let's return to her. Mary follows the men back to the tomb. After they're gone, she stands weeping outside the tomb, still caught up in her grief. When two angels appear to her, she cannot recognize them for who they are, God's messengers. Her concern is all about finding Jesus' body. She asks, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Only when they invite her to see for herself does she enter the tomb. Jesus himself appears to her there, saying, "Woman, why are you weeping?" But Mary is caught in crucifixion thinking and does not recognize resurrection even when Jesus is standing in front of her. It isn't until he calls her name that the scales of the crucifixion fall from her eyes and she can see the resurrected Jesus. Her impulse must have been to reach out, to embrace him, because he says to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I am not yet ascended to the Father. But go to tell my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," becoming the evangelist to the evangelists. Jesus has been resurrected. Jesus is alive and present with us always. But can we see him? Sometimes, try as we might, we cannot seem to connect to the love, the reassurance, and the hope that is found in Christ. Life is hard. We feel alone, lost, and bewildered, like Mary Magdalene did at the tomb. She couldn't see past the crucifixion. But Jesus did not give up on her. He kept reaching out to her until she finally saw him and realized the joy of the resurrection when he called her by name. Names are important. That is why we wear name tags here at Christ the King. So if you are searching for the never-ending companionship of a loving God, if you have seen others whose faith sustains them and you want what they have, if you are searching for a community who cares for you and about you, know that Jesus is here and throughout the Christian community calling your name. Keep your hearts and minds open to the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, and keep coming to church. Give us, the body of Christ, a chance to walk with you, love you, and sustain you through life's trials. For all who walk with Christ, may your lives be a reflection of his love and service to the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.